My name is Marisol Areola. I am 12 years old. Today is Thanksgiving. I'm speaking with Aurora Areola, and she is my aunt. I'm recording this interview in Berwyn, Illinois. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
One of the most difficult moments in my life, I would say, my first pregnancy. Didn't know what to expect. It was a tough pregnancy. As well, after the pregnancy, taking care of a child, learning how to take care of them, how to feed them, when, why they're crying, and so forth. It was just a little overwhelming.
Okay. Of the people you lost in your life, who do you miss the most, and what is it about them that you miss?
Well, I'm only really close to my immediate family, not really to my aunts, uncles. So I would have to say, and I have not lost anyone in my immediate family. So I would have to say my pet bird. I had my pet bird for 5 years, and he was really sick, and we couldn't afford to take him to the doctor. So when he was dying, my dad just took him out and finished him off. And that was very hard for me. I was young still, and it took a while to get over it. He was like part of the family.
Wow, what was his name?
Precioso.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
I would have to say my pregnancy, giving birth to my first child and seeing my child born for all three. It's one of my happiest moments to see that that's one of my creations.
Wow. How has being a parent changed you?
It makes you learn to be less selfish, think about others. There's more people in your world. The world doesn't revolve around us anymore. It also teaches you to be more responsible.
Yeah.
Because other lives depend on you, not just your life.
Do you feel like being a parent was sort of a wake-up call, too?
No. Growing up, my parents always taught us to be responsible, to work hard for everything we have. So, no, it's just making time to fit other people's schedules in your life.
Do you have a nickname, and how did you get it?
Cookie? I have no idea how I got it.
Okay.
I've always been called Cookie. Who knows?
Any other ones?
My brothers and sisters call me Otto, just because it's short. A shortcut of my name instead of Aurora, we call me Otto.
Okay. Do you remember your first kiss? Tell me who it was with and where it happened.
To be honest, I do not remember my first kiss. Yeah, that's how memorable it was. I do not remember my first kiss, and to be honest, I think the first person it was with my first boyfriend. His name was Armando.
Okay. If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you've never told me that you want to share?
Probably how my first, how I came to get married to my current husband, Danny, and how we planned out our first pregnancy. Do I want to share it? No, but that's what I would tell you.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever did in your life?
Oh, there's quite a bit of them.
Well, what's the most dumb?
Well, something I did that was really dumb when I was in second grade, I thought that wearing glasses was cool. So when the school did my eye exam, I failed it on purpose to get glasses. And then come the next year, I realized how stupid that was, and I was sorry I falsified the results.
Did you get punished for that?
No, not really. I never told my parents. I just passed the exam next time.
Oh, okay. Well, that is our interview, and thank you.
Thank
for speaking
you.
With me.